Hi, my name is Derek and I'm in the sixth grade.
Hi, my name is Jaden and I am in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Inessa and I'm in the fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Lola and I'm in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Allison and I am in the fourth grade.
Welcome to the Bearcasters!
Hello, everyone. We are back. This is the Bearcasters podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about some of the things that are happening in our classrooms. This is Mr. Moreno. One of the things that I have upcoming in my classroom is our students are reading this story, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. And next week, we're going to be building our own model of wind generators where they're making windmills that will create electricity. So we're excited about that in our class, and that's what's happening with us. Lola, what is happening or what did you do that's happening in your own classroom?
What's up, man?
So basically, I guess, on Monday, I went to a field trip. It was very cool. It was like a battleship, I think. Yeah, it was a battleship.
Any cool things you did over there?
We learned what things float and what things don't.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, nice. Which other classes? Anybody else here go along with her?
Mr. Martinez, Mr. Rodriguez.
All of us.
Yeah, all of us.
I think you're nice, nice. Yeah. It was a good day?
Yeah.
Yep.
No rain?
No, nothing.
Awesome, awesome. All right. So we're going to go on to Ali Asad. He's going to tell us about what's going on in his classroom.
So like Lola said, we went to the field trip on Monday to go see a battleship. It was called the USS Iowa Battleship. It fought during the Battle of Okinawa and also World War II. I knew that, Derek.
What do you know?
It's because he said it fought during World War II. I'm like, I know it fought during World War II. The Battle of Okinawa fought during World War II.
Very good, very good. Derek, what's going on in your classroom?
We were painting Loteria cards that we're going to play soon.
Cool.
Very cool. Sounds
fun.
Really
cool.
Anybody here play Loteria?
I do.
I bet a lot of money.
I play like almost every week.
Very, very cool.
There's a lot of money being lost.
But you don't have to play with money, right?
My family bets coins.
Coins?
We bet money.
There's a lot of money.
We bet money.
I bet coins.
I bet beans.
Sebastian, how about beans. You?
Not much. I mean, like, yeah, we went to Battleship. I think all of us. And, just like Derek said, we're doing Loteria. But we're doing, like, different characters from a story called Mariposas of the
Summer of the Mariposas.
The Summer of Mariposas. And, there's characters La Chupacabra, La Lloronia?
La
Llorona.
That's what I got. Yeah, so like those are characters. Yeah. And I got a Chupacabra. And yeah, I mean like tomorrow there's gonna be a field trip. But the field trip's coming to us, so yeah.
Oh, that's right. Sixth grade, the Natural History Museum has a truck here, a mobile museum, and they're going to be sharing with us some ancient Egyptian artifacts.
Aww,
we're going to be doing a really cool art activity. Ms. Campos put that together. I'm excited. It's going to be all day long. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sorry, everyone, only sixth grade. Exclusive, yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go to the battleship field trip?
Because there wasn't enough room for all of the classes only, so I was not. I mean, I know Miss. I talked to Miss Maldonado. I think she put it together, but just there's not enough room for everybody. So sometimes we get to go on things, sometimes not.
Well, I also have a question. I didn't really see your name on the SeaWorld trip.
SeaWorld.
I know. I was like, wait, what? Come on.
I know we're set up for another field trip coming up in later on in the year, but we're still waiting to hear back on when that's going to happen. Yeah. So that sounds cool. So Jaden, how about yourself? What are some things that
One thing that is happening in my class, actually we are working on a poem, and
Our poems are about what we want to be when we grow up, and what I want to be when I grow up is an architect. And so basically we had to write a poem. Is like little simple let's say answers in our poem about what we want to be. And I'm gonna read my poem. What do you look for? What do you seek? A glorious house on a beautiful street. What do you long for? What do you crave? A helping hand that is somewhat brave. What do you lack? What do you need? A super team that I can lead. What do you want or what do you dream? A beautiful house next to a peaceful stream. What do you have? What do you own? A luxury house with a giant throne. What would you be or what would you be? Only an architect that can get your needs done beautifully.
Okay. Very cool. Round of applause, everyone. Nice, nice. So you want to be an architect when you grow up?
Yes.
Sounds very cool. Architect is would be a really cool career. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And we're also going to see if we can have some other students come in and read your poems as well.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. So today is Thursday, March 14th, which is
Pi Day.
So what is Pi Day? Pi Day is the relationship. It's a ratio between the circumference a circle. That's the distance around a circle. And the distance across the middle of a circle, which is called the diameter. The circumference of a circle is 3 times and a little bit more longer than the diameter, the line through the center of a circle. So it's really interesting. We did some Pi Day activities in here. We did eat some pie. Everybody got their moon pies today?
Yeah.
Yes. Delicious, right? So. Oh, yeah. Any kind of circle, whether it's the sun or a small, tiny little circle that maybe like the size of your glue bottle or anything like that, it's all the same. The ratio is all the same. The circumference is always 3.14 times. Actually, not exact because it's what we call an irrational number, but it's like 3.14 times longer than the center of a circle. So we were kind of exploring that in our classroom today, and it was a lot of fun. And Jaden, what was your class doing with the... with Pi Day today?
What my class was doing with Pi Day is my teacher she got us a piece of paper. Let's say she said, what is the, what's it called?
Circumference.
Again? Circumference of this sanitizing bottle. What is the circumference of this water bottle? What is the circumference of the trash can, the tree? We had to measure all of those objects and more with a piece of string and a ruler to figure out what is the circumference and the diameter. We haven't started on the diameter yet, but we have measured the circumference of all of those objects.
Very cool. So the interesting thing is the circumference, if you can measure the distance around a tree trunk, you can figure out the diameter by taking that number, whatever that number is, and dividing it by 3.14, and that'll tell you what the diameter is through the center of the tree without having to cut a giant hole through the center of the tree. Very cool. Pi is very cool. I love pi. Not just the day, but pi.
Out of all days, why doesn't it be like today?
Because today is March, which is the third month, and it's the 14th day, 3.14. So we usually use 3.14 as a way to like mark what Pi Day, what Pi is and what Pi Day is because it's 3.14.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very cool. The more you know. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bearcasters. Today we are going to kind of talk about pets, and then we are going to move on to a different subject. So who has a pet here?
Me!
Me.
Me, Sebastian. Yeah.
Okay.
I
Yeah.
Oh, I pulled a
sick on that. That's sad.
No, Jordan. Shh.
So,
who wants to tell us about their pet first?
Me.
Let's go with
that.
Okay, Elisa, go for it.
So, I have three dogs and a turtle. My first dog is named Tyler. My second one is Chonchis. And my other one is Samaripas. And my turtle's, well, not my turtle, but my sister's turtle is named Bailey. Bailey. I've had Tyler for many years now.
Boy or girl?
Boy. All of them are boy except for Bailey. She's a girl.
Do they know any tricks?
No, they don't. The only one they do is when I say manguera, manguera, they go like, nope, I'm out. They're afraid of water. But they drink water. That's the thing. They drink water, but they don't like water.
They don't like baths, basically?
No. Once I tried to wash them, I got soaked. I smelled like a dog.
They were just
like,
good. So, Sebastian, how about you? You got any pets?
I have a new one. I got a pet Labrador this summer. They're really, really, they get really big. Mine is 4 months.
And they love water, right?
Oh, yeah, they love water.
Yes. Yeah. I used to have a lab.
Labrador? He's a black Labrador. Yeah, they come in a bunch of colors. A chocolate, white, and then
black.
Black, yeah. And I got a black Labrador.
What's his name?
Zeus. Like the Zeus. Greek god.
Yes, the Greek god. Zeus. King of the Greek gods. Very cool.
Yeah, and I have this other dog. Like, he's really, really old. His name is
Chicharito?
No. Chonis. And it's really cool.
Chonis. That's really his name.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Great. How about you? You got any pets?
Yes, I do have a pet. I do not know what breed he is. At first, when me and my sister got him, we thought he was going to be one of these ginormous German shepherds, but... now he's already 2 and a little bit more than a half years old, and he's only like the size of my arm, but he's still a little big. Yeah.
But he's a cool dog.
Yes.
Nice.
I have one dog. His name is Pancho. I've had him for 5 years, and his birthday is in May. He's a boy. Obviously, he knows 3 tricks, and they're kind of cool.
What are the tricks?
When I asked him to go on the couch, which my mom does not let me, I just say arriba, Pancho, arriba, not hurry in Spanish. But the second one is salte, Pancho, or bájate, and then he goes down because he knows my mom's there, and then the next one is afuera. He goes outside. He actually knows 4. He actually knows 4.
When he has to go to the bathroom, you said, tell him to go outside.
No, I tell him to eat. You're like, cómetelo, Pancho. Cómetelo.
What if you make the dog eat something that he's not supposed to?
One time he tried eating a bee.
A
bee?
You gotta be careful.
My dog has chased a bee before.
They can get swollen up. Yeah. Dogs can eat weird stuff sometimes.
One time, his paw was bleeding. It was so sad, but my mom did not take him to the vet.
Bro, sometimes, we did not have money. Sometimes you can figure, like, the good thing about the internet, sometimes you can find some things, ways to help your dog without having to take, because sometimes a vet can be really expensive, right? Derek, you got any dogs, animals, pets?
I had 2 dogs. One was a male. It was a German Shepherd dog. It was a black one, but he died sadly. And then there's another one that my sister loved a lot. Her name was Princessa. She gave birth to 3 puppies.
What breed, what type
of dog is it?
Yeah, and then we lost them because we had a party, so we lost all of them, and I was destroyed for a whole year.
It's hard to lose a pet, right? Yeah,
and then just now we got parrots. My brother-in-law got 6 parents or 5 parents, and then he already lost 3 of them.
He lost them? Like they flew away,
yeah,
or they got lost?
Away.
Oh no.
And, well, I'll tell you one.
And then I got destroyed because I like parrots.
Parrots are very cool.
And then now I have 2 parrots left.
They can be very loud though,
wait,
right?
Wait, what
I'll tell you a story.
2 of them are male. One.
Breed, no gender.
Like
no,
what type of parrot? There's, you know what? I don't know. I know that there are some parrots that are really big and really like some
they're
of
like
them are
this
small.
Size. They're the size of my list, like this
so it's
size.
Not like one of the giant
no,
parrots,
it's like a
right?
Small.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a good story. So, me, my mom, my dad, we went in our RV, motorhome, whatever you want to call it. We went to the beach. Last Sunday, and then we left the gate open, and my dog Pancho, he's always outside, so we left him out, and then the gate was open. We saw him on our like camera, and then he was all like walking. But he didn't even notice the gate was open until like when we arrived back, when we went back from the beach, he went on our like little bench next to our door, our main door on our front porch. He went on the bench and he waited for us. I'm surprised.
Oh, that's good because he knows you so well and he knows where he belongs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
cool. That's very cool. Does everybody know Mr. Moreno's family has 2 pugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
It's on your door, right?
They are on our door. They are super, what's the word I'm looking for?
Annoying.
No.
Adorable?
No.
Unique?
No.
Simple,
lazy. Yes. If you're tired and you get home and you want to just like sit on the couch and veg out, they're perfect. You want to go for a walk? Not so much. They, my daughter pushes them actually in a little stroller. They have a stroller for them because they try to walk sometimes, but they're old too. They're like 11, so they try to walk, and then they get tired, and then so she puts them in their little stroller sometimes to walk them. But they're good dogs. They behave. They know us, but. They don't know any tricks.
That sounds like a lazy dog.
They're very lazy, but they're cool. They're cool dogs. They'll go sit outside in the yard and just chill out. If it's a sunny day in summertime, they'll just go hang out with you outside in the backyard and just chill. So yeah, cool.
What are your plans for spring break?
Oh, good question. Plans for spring break. Anybody want to talk about their plans for spring break? Ali Asad, what's your plans for spring break?
Oh, I'm kidding. One of my plans is actually...
I talked to your teacher. I think it's homework, no? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No.
What are your plans? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alright, one of my plans are to stay up as late as I can, play my game, or just on my phone. Well, another one is for people who are Catholic, we have something called Lent, which we give up something, and once we reach our 40 days, we get to eat those foods that we gave up again, and that's usually on Easter Day, the day that Jesus got crucified, and yeah.
But Jesus on Easter, that's like the resurrection day,
like a
right?
Diet. Yeah.
Right. So what is something that you are looking forward to eating that you have given up?
Oh, meat.
Meats. Very good. Sounds delicious, right?
Okay.
How about your plans, Derek? What are your plans?
My plans are going to Tijuana to go with my cousins over there.
Oh, that sounds fun. That sounds like
and
a
then
fun
I'm
week.
Pretty sure over there, since it's starting to be summer, it's going to be hot days now and then. So my family's trying to plan out on going to this water park that we see in TJ.
Sounds good. And it's going to be nice to finally have like warm weather, right? Oh my goodness,
yeah.
After all the rain. Sounds like a cool plan. What, you can get suntan? Is that what you're pointing?
He's been something. I was gonna say good.
You know what I gave up? Water.
You cannot give up water.
Actually, Jesus did.
So what are your plans, Lola, for spring break? Do you have any big plans?
No, my only good plans are in summer. Guess where I'm going.
Where are you going?
Guess.
San Francisco.
No.
San Diego.
No.
Benihana.
Las Vegas.
No.
Paris.
It's a literal different country.
Arizona.
Russia.
Texas.
Germany.
No.
Germany.
New York.
No.
Texas. Canada.
A different country.
New country or new state?
A new country.
State or country?
Mexico.
New York.
You're going to Mexico?
No.
Mexico's scary. Canada. Them dogs are skinny, but they're fast.
What?
Japan.
Are you really? No. You going to Japan?
Yeah.
It take me. Let me go.
And I might. Oh, I'm going to Mexico too.
You're gonna live with robots over there.
Well, when you come back from Japan, I'll be waiting for the souvenir you brought me.
I'll be waiting for
souvenirs. All right.
Well,
Sounds like a good deal.
You,
I'll give you $2 in Japanese yen.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. $2.
Sebastian, what are your plans for spring break? Any big plans for spring break?
Probably watch a bunch of movies. Really good movies. Yeah. Staying up late every day when I wake up in the morning, going straight to the skate park, a lot of skate sessions, but I don't know, maybe not every day in the morning because then it's going to be like really, really hot, but then I don't have money for the bus, so.
Yeah. Skate park, is it close by or you got to drive or take the bus or what?
Just skate over there. It's really.
But I mean, is it far from where you live or no?
Kind of, yeah.
Do you go to the...
Melbourne skate park?
Yeah, that one?
Yeah.
It's not that far.
No, I live all the way over.
Over there, then far.
Yeah. How about you, Jaden? Plans for spring break?
My plans for spring break are, so my brother is gonna come to visit from Arizona, and he's gonna bring his kids and his little baby.
Sounds good. It's always good to see family, right? Especially when you've taken a break. And I think also, like, I think the last time, like, my family, all of us were together was Christmas break, right? But it's been a while since we've all kind of been together to hang out. So that's what I'm kind of looking forward to on spring break, is like hanging out with everybody, seeing my nieces and nephews and my sisters and everybody, and just hanging out and maybe having a barbecue.
That sounds good.
And also, sleeping in.
You said skibbity.
No, sleeping in. I'm so looking forward to sleeping in lakes.
So when are you going to bring us our barbecue?
Oh, that's a good question. Or I don't know.
My ribs.
You can't go tacos and go to King Taco.
The tacos are small.
I'm working on perfecting my tacos. I'm not there yet, but I'm willing to keep going at it. All right. Good episode, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you.
We have about a week left until spring break.
A day and a week.
Yay. I'll see you later on the next podcast.
See you later, alligator.
Later. Bye-bye.